We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Sam Kasman, General Counsel at the Competitive Enterprise Institute here in Washington. We want to get his insights as the Obama administration reportedly plans to announce on Tuesday that it is demanding a 30% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions in American-made cars and trucks by the year 2016. The announcement also comes at a time where, of course, two of the big three in the American auto industry are either in bankruptcy or very likely headed there in just a few days. And Sam, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, good afternoon.
What's your reaction to this proposal, realistic or unrealistic?
Well, it's unrealistic, and I think it's about to make a very bad situation even worse.
And why will it make it worse?
Well, fuel economy standards already have several incredibly destructive impacts. One is that they generally make cars less crashworthy because they force car makers to downsize their vehicles, that is, to make them smaller and lighter in order to meet these standards. That might give you more miles per gallon, but it also means you end up with cars that are simply less crashworthy than the cars we have today. And according to some relatively recent estimates, the standards we already have because of this effect are responsible for about 1,000 additional traffic deaths per year. You make these standards more stringent, you're going to make them even more lethal. So that's one impact on the consumer, in addition to raising car prices and reducing the availability of models. Now, the other effect they have is on the industry itself, namely the research and development burden that these new standards are imposing on the industry are incredibly expensive with very little payoff. And so you've got this ironic standard that you have regulations that are killing both people and car companies.
We're talking with Sam Kasman of the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Talk a little bit about the price tag you mentioned there, Sam. Will they be more expensive, and what will that mean for taxpayers since the government's footing the bill here for at least one and probably two automakers within a few weeks?
The cost of the current standards has been estimated by the government itself as being on the order of $50 billion over the next 5 years. And the big problem there is you're forcing car makers to rapidly, very rapidly develop new technologies that are often of questionable reliability. They really, even though they claim that they'll be saving consumers' lives, saving consumers' money, the likely effect is going to be just the opposite. Namely, if you've got a technology that consumers want, you don't need a law that mandates it. If you have laws mandating new technology, the odds are they're pretty lousy technologies.
We also see that not long ago, California won the right to set its own emission standards, and now it looks as though this new standard being proposed by the Obama administration would be more in line with that. Some say that might actually be a good thing, even though they don't want the CAFE standards to be higher, because at least automakers will know what the standard is.
That's true. From the automaker perspective, they'd rather be facing one standard rather than have to deal with both a national standard and a different one set by California and other states. But the way I see it, you've got the industry saying, well, we'd rather have one noose around our necks rather than several. I think the ultimate victim is still going to be both the industry and the general public.
In terms of fuel pricing now, we see that the rates have jumped a little bit here in the last few days. And, of course, with the summer driving season, they might get higher, probably won't get where they were last year or the year before. But how do you expect the administration to make the case for this when, as you mentioned, the cars could very well be less safe as well as more expensive?
I think they're going to do it through smoke and mirrors, and they'll have a real problem selling this if gas prices stay relatively low, because then there's even less reason for consumers to be choosing fuel economy over other vehicle characteristics like size and safety. The big threat, though, is that you've got an administration determined to see these standards, these higher standards met, and at some point they're going to resort to something that ends up raising gasoline prices. It's going to be, I suspect, through means of a cap-and-trade scheme, because no one in the White House wants to admit that they're going to actually be imposing a higher tax on gasoline.
And real quickly, where can folks learn more about what the Competitive Enterprise Institute is doing about this issue?
If you go, we have a new landing page. We're at cei.org/1984. We've got a great video there and a way for people to directly communicate with their representatives in Congress.
Sam, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you very much, sir, for helping us understand what's going on here.
Thank you.
Sam Katzman is General Counsel at the Competitive Enterprise Institute here in Washington. That does it for Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Many thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Please check us out online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.